You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Night out on the town. Night out, you can spend the night at my house. Night out, always turning heads with the crew. Night out, don't tell nobody what we do. Pardon me, madam, I'm not being random. This is more or less a destined attraction. You flying, I'm showing the flies on the water. Your flight is above what an insect can handle. Get it, how you live it. The ground is for critters, the sky is for winners. Dirt is for losers, I'm not about to eat it. Unless that I hit it, your game's undefeated. Ascension is intimate. Hey, up on a Tuesday, I know that you feeling this. Chocolate Sunday. Hey, ninja to fruit, so I kill it organically. Kill with my cinema, not in the matinee. Oh well, I'm not into manatees. King of the forest, in love with my destiny. Go tell your friends you'll be part of the history. Hey, hey, open the safe. Crazy, got a lock on the game. Marion Dawn's, keep up with my pace. Never gonna sweat any other's technique, cause that's not important to me. I'm more concerned about you.
What up, though?
What up, though?
When you say, go ahead and cut it, Dave. And then I go ahead and cut it. Hey. I have certain expectations.
We messed up. All right.
What up, though?
Hey. Welcome to our show. Closet conversations.
She always adds some other words to it, and we are. Yeah, I guess that's the introduction.
That's the normal introduction.
All right.
So who are you?
I was jumping the gun.
I am Berkeley.
I am Chrissy Mack.
Oh, no, Daddy.
Welcome to our podcast.
Yes.
Thanks for joining and tuning in, everybody. We're Facebook Live right now. Facebook Live, Instagram Live. Am I not loud enough?
No, I hear OPP out there.
Oh, you hear OPP out there? we air live at the brand new beautiful Detroit Shipping Company downtown Detroit.
Hey,
yeah. So there's all kind of little festivities going on outside these walls. Pretty live. Did you see that volleyball court in the back? The sand volleyball?
I missed that.
Everybody that knows the real Christy knows that volleyball is my thing. Like, I went to college for volleyball.
I will be so happy when that is gone.
Really?
And 2/3 of the parking lot is back.
Why?
Because they took away 2/3 of the parking lot for like 8 people that are here maybe twice a week for a few hours.
Okay.
It's cute.
Okay, so now you're including me nine people.
Hey,
now what?
You want to get out there in some spandex? I'm all about it.
Bumps that spike.
Right. Chrissy Mack on that sand like that.
Let me get it.
Middle school.
You would have been a great volleyball player. You would have been good on my team.
They wanted me to play in high school. Yes, I probably would have went to Michigan State. There you go, Michigan State. Hey. Go green, go white. But I was too busy chasing boys.
Yeah. Shout out to Albany State University in Albany, Georgia. I'm a product of an HBCU. College was fun. I mean, I was still kind of doing the boy thing, too, a little bit.
Wish you ain't got no damn student loans.
I ain't got no student loans. Sally Mae, I don't owe her shit. Yeah, Sally Mae, you ain't get your girl.
Mm-mm.
Well, so let's talk about our guest.
Tonight, it's pretty cool.
Yes.
We got that sweet, sweet green and white right there, that Michigan State dog, Mr. Terry Harvey.
Welcome, Terry. Oh,
thank you. I'm glad to be here.
And we have Miss? Are we
JP
married?
JP Connects.
Okay. JP Connects.
What up, JP?
Hi.
JP, yes.
Welcome to Closet
Lovely.
Conversations.
Thank you for having me.
Lovely. Absolutely.
A little bit about JP. JP has a brand of business called JP Connects, and she, I guess, interviews women about how they self-empower themselves.
Yes.
Is that
So what I did is I'm working on a woman empowerment film project where I go around, you know, just talking to different women, talking about like what empowers them, things that they deal with like anxiety or stress,
right?
Or just like having such a bad day. What do you do to like, you know, turn that around, or do you stay on the same spot? What do you do to?
I go for a little wine. That's what I do. I don't know if that's healthy.
Yeah, I do a little bit of tequila.
Whatever helps your soul.
Okay, yeah. So we're going to learn a little bit from JP on maybe some positive steps to enhance ourselves when I mean, like, everyone gets into our little down or depressed type of moment. So, yeah, we're looking forward to hear about that.
Boom. Yeah, absolutely.
Mr. T. Harvey.
Hey.
T. Harvey is a serial entrepreneur. He has T. Harvey Construction and Management. So, yes, he can build this thing. He can build all this.
Nice. Support that. Black businesses.
Okay. Commercial, residential, all that. Call Mr. Harvey. He also has a brand. Oh, where is it?
Chubby Bear.
Chubby.
Put it up to the mic.
Chubby loves you. I love you so much.
Aww. You're going to need one of those to carry in your car. And it's soft.
He's so
Chubby. Oh, my God.
Chubby Bear. Look, see, she done found a boo. Like, I just went on a podcast and found a boo.
His name is Chubby Bear.
So Chubby Bear is his brand, clothing brand. He also has T. Harvey. The brand as well?
T. Harvey, the brand.
Okay.
T. Harvey Construction.
What else we got?
Ooh.
You got, like, the vending machines also. Is that under Chubby?
The vending machines is under Chubby only.
Okay.
And then we have Chubby Gear, which, you know, we specialize in the development of bears that talk, and they do Bluetooth.
We had a conversation about this
but you know, Chubby I created Chubby because Chubby loves everybody. Chubby doesn't, you know, he doesn't have a blind eye for anything. He just loves people for who they are. There's no hate in him, so you know, I created it out of love. Sometimes we just walk around every day, you know, wanting to hate people. But, you know, when you see Chubby, you can't help but to love them. So I created a lovable creature for everybody to love and appreciate.
I love it.
Nice. And so when did you come up with this concept?
I came up with this concept about 3 years ago. I lost my mom.
Sorry to hear that.
That was a void in my life. So, you know, I had to create, you know, I went on this creating binge. I used to be a subcontractor as far as construction was concerned. And I lost a lot of business when my mom got sick because I had to take care of her. You know, when she passed, you know, I committed myself to the rest of my life to make Harvey a brand. You know, she can't be here to see it, but, you know, we became a general contractor. We went from being a subcontractor making about, the company was doing about $2 to $3 million a year. In the next 2 years, we're projected to do about $15 to $20 million.
Oh, you got a business.
Right.
Yeah. That ain't a small business.
That's a business.
Okay.
Yeah. But we take the money and we do different things. We help the homeless. I have a passion for homelessness.
Okay.
So, you know, we help people that's homeless, that, you know, need help, and we carry them along. Do special things like find a family that might be in need, help them out, things of that nature.
Wow. Like helping families, like maybe possibly like during the holiday season, Thanksgiving, Christmas. Do you sponsor families?
Like a Chubby Drive.
Well, during Christmas, we have a party. T. Harvey Construction has a party.
Okay.
Just for appreciation. And what we do is we ask all our friends and family and clients to bring a toy for the kids. And it's a big turnout. You know, we lay it out, you know. It's we have chefs, gourmet chef, which is Maurice Turner. Okay. That's my chef. DJ Tyrone.
Nice.
He DJs at the historic Teresa's Lounge on 6 Mile.
Teresa.
Yeah.
So, fun times.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then we, you know, we just give free liquor. I mean,
oh, yeah. We need to be there.
Yeah,
like,
right. We are invited. Right. VIP.
Right. All ears like,
okay. Yeah. JP, Chrissy, and Burke. Hey,
let's go.
Yeah. I tell everybody, liquor. You know, come and, bring a designated driver because, you know.
Or an Uber or Lyft.
Okay. Okay. Uber or Lyft. Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely. Definitely. So, JP, tell us a little bit about yourself. What is your story? How did you come up with the JP Connects, which is, you know, fabulous?
Yeah, so, you know, just relating with you about, you know, parents and stuff. I happened to lose my dad when I was young.
Uh-huh.
So, due to that, you know, I was just building off because I'm the oldest out of six.
Okay.
And, you know, I have to set that good example for my siblings and... Not me who, right?
Right.
So I eventually, you know, I went off. I was in Texas, and then I went off to MSU.
Oh, yay.
So go green.
Go white.
Okay, okay, okay.
Yeah, so I had to.
That's all good. I'm a Michigan girl regardless.
I had to, you know, jump through a lot of hoops and struggles and, you know, pretty much be my own fan because if I'm not, who will?
Absolutely.
I do have a great family that supports me and is my, you know, golden support system out there. But I think that sometimes, you know, when I'm so far from home, actually states away from home, sometimes you don't have them to see them physically and give them a hug or, you know, things like that. So what I did is I converted all that energy and, you know, let's be real. You can't always be positive.
Absolutely.
But it's always good to keep a positive mindset because if you don't, you're going to stay in that dark spot for a very long time.
Right.
Trust me, I know it. I've been there. It's not fun.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the transition from college to the real world, it's been hard. It's been really brutal. But, you know, I think that with friends and family just constantly pushing me and pushing myself mainly has helped me, you know, develop this idea of, you know, I'm going through it, others are going through it.
Absolutely.
So why not share my story to help others as well? Like, hey, it's okay if you feel like it's the end of the world. It's okay if you're broke. Trust me, I know how that feels. It's the worst. But you know what? It's awesome when you start to see, you know, all your blessings rolling in little by little. And you know you just got to keep going all the time.
Absolutely. Okay. What's your nationality? Sorry.
I'm Hispanic.
Okay.
You know.
Ooh, brrr.
Yo, hablo español.
Ooh, let's hear. Let's hear.
Ooh. I love it.
Yes, I love Cardi, and I got to see her.
Oh, yes. I just seen her in Vegas. Okay, yeah, last week.
Yeah, I saw her in Toronto for her concert, so it was awesome.
Okay.
Nice.
Nice, nice, nice. Wow, wow, wow.
That's do that roll of the R one with the
right.
I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do it.
Yeah, I lived in Texas for the past, like, 15 years, so I just moved back home last year, and, I mean, that's, like, Mexican City, you know? So it's just, like, you get the freshest, like, you know, everything. My first time tasting tamales and menudo. And that's kind of like, if you have a hangover, it's like a soup base. And then sometimes, like black women that know how to cook it, they put like some pig feet in there and stuff. Okay. So I eat it like that.
It's not the boy band from the 80s.
No. So, yeah, you know what I mean? It's authentic, you know. Well, they got like Tex-Mex and then they got like the authentic kind. So, I mean, I like them both. So, other than the Louisiana vibe that Houston has and, you know, Austin really has a big, like, Mexican population down there in San Antonio. So,
are you Mexican?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Oh, okay. I just want to make sure. Okay, cool, cool, cool.
You know how to make menudo?
I do.
Ooh, I'm so excited.
You know, I'm here, I feel like, okay, like, not.
It's like their version of chitlins, but it tastes better.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just doused everything with damn hot sauce.
Ooh,
so
and that rice and that beans. Oh, my God. You
yes.
Hungry.
Oh, my God. You know
how. We got to invite you over for a girl's night.
Right.
Like
tostadas. You know how to make tostadas.
Everything girl, you name it. I cook every day. Trust me.
Where you live? Oh, I'm coming.
Right. We coming to your house with groceries.
Knocking
at
her door like, hey.
We got some tequila, too.
Lots of conversations.
For real.
Yes.
Nice, nice.
Good vibes all the time.
Absolutely.
That's what's up.
Are you in a relationship?
I am. So, this story is actually very interesting because I was, you know, trying to graduate, get my life together, go back to Texas, and, you know,
you met this man. Out.
But I met a man.
Of course.
But not just any man. He's definitely one that has, you know, helped me and, you know, just pretty much always pushing me to do my best. And you know what? If I have a goal, make sure you accomplish it, because if you don't, then, hey, that's your name on the line. What are you saying for yourself? And things like that. So it's always good to have people around you like that.
That's good.
Because trust me, I've been around friends that I thought were friends and were not supportive, or were supportive in a very fake way. And, you know, we don't need that in our lives. You know, we just need real people that are going to be real and raw with us all the time.
Absolutely.
Yes. If you're messing up, you need a friend to tell you,
yes,
hey,
you're messing up.
Stuff
Right. You can curse on
get
here,
your shit together.
Absolutely. You're fucking up. Real bad. Bring it back. Bring it back home. Mr. Harvey.
Yes.
How long have you been in construction? You kind of like touched on it, and how is it to be like a minority in construction?
I've been in construction since 92.
I was in construction, 95, so I was in fourth grade.
I started in college because we couldn't work doing this, you know, we couldn't do work during a year, so I kind of started out doing stuff with my son's uncle. That's how, you know, I kind of learned how to be a construction company. So I used to help him out, you know, during my college years. After which I just, you know, kind of branched off and started doing stuff on my own, and it just took off from there. Customer service is just huge for us. The customer is everything, as far as the company goes, the quality, the way we do things, timeliness, it's just a process. And that's why I always say trust the process, because it takes a long time to implement a process. And which being said, you know, I used to play football at Michigan State, and I happened to run into a coach named Nick Saban. So Nick Saban was, he was a process.
Was he an Alabama coach?
He's an Alabama coach.
Right.
But, I mean, he came in, he changed the whole atmosphere of Michigan State. So, it, you know, it kind of made me realize that, you know, there's life after football, because he made you go to class. You know, he made you be the best and accept nothing less. You know, whether you win or lose, you know, you win with a smile, you lose with a smile. But at the end of the day, if you lose, you got to come back and you got to be ready to win the next day. You know, that's kind of what makes me, you know, on my grind every day. I like to think that I wake up before a lot of people. You know, sometimes I'm texting people 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Early bird get the worm.
I want the big worm.
I'm
a big guy. I want the big worm.
Yeah,
you know, I'm coming around picking up little worms, and the middle of the day won't feed me.
Exactly. So with T. Harvey Construction and Management, about how many people do you employ?
We have a lot of people. We have probably 45, 50 people. That actually, you know, just works.
That are actually like on payroll.
On staff. Nice. Subcontractors. A lot of subcontractors. But, you know, we all family, because everybody, you know, they kind of started their business around me. So we all kept into, we kept everything in-house. When we were subcontractors and we just became general contractors, you know, everything is in-house. We keep our quality in-house because that's everything. Good quality. I have a callbacks. Bad quality. You won't hear nothing from nobody.
So like your business is like with the Better Business Bureau and things like that.
We're in the Better Business Bureau. We are on Angie's list. We do a lot of things. A lot of investors come in town, and what they do is they hire us to renovate units for their complex that they have purchased. Upgrades, and then what they do is they turn around and they rent it for more money, and then in a few years they flip it. I've seen a lot of that in Detroit. We did Alden Park. I don't know if you know Alden Park Towers, right there on Jefferson. 8100 East Jefferson.
That needed some upgrades.
All right. So, yeah.
The mug was kind of scary.
What's another one of your big projects like that that you have completed?
We completed Brewster Homes. I don't know if you're familiar.
Oh, right. Of course. Yeah.
75 and Mac.
Wow. You know,
we just upgraded that complex with new windows and siding last year.
Oh, good.
And then we do, you know, fire restoration. So
nice.
We kind of dibble and dabble in everything. I like to stay, you know, sharp at what we do. My mom always used to tell me, you know, you're a master of many. I mean, you're.
You can't be a master.
You can't be a master of many. You just got to be a master of one. So, mm-hmm. So what we do, what I try to.
You hear that? Gypsy.
I know. Yeah. Right. That's right. What I'm, yeah. resonating. I'm yeah. over here like, dude.
But it's nothing wrong.
Cause but she's amazing though. That's why, you yeah. know, she's my buddy, you know, because she does a lot. She wants to do like 5 or 6 or 7 things at one time. Right. You know, like me, I'm just a podcast chick and a life insurance lady, you know, so I just stick to those two right there and
Farts
just monopolize.
Teach, design,
podcast, drinker.
Help other people.
Right. Yeah.
Help other
professional
people.
Drinker, everything.
Absolutely.
So, all yeah. that. Okay.
But that also keeps multiple streams of income coming.
It sure
you know,
does.
So.
Yeah,
you know, when the recession hit the last time, you know, it hit us pretty hard. I was able to keep my business afloat. You know, I was traveling, so I used to work with one investor that, you know, bought properties in, you know, Tennessee, Georgia, Connecticut.
Okay,
so I used to travel around.
And still make money.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, you know, I did Katrina. You know, it was horrible. I got there 4 months after, but, you know, the oh, devastation yeah. of New Orleans.
Those were
just,
years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I don't That's even cool. like going to New Orleans. A lot of people love New Orleans. I don't like to go back just because of, you know.
The history.
Yeah, the history and what I, you know, what I experienced.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, right. So. Right. Mm. Okay. Wow. So, JP, you Texas. Are you from Texas?
Yes, I'm originally from Texas. I came by myself. I knew nobody.
What part of Texas?
The Valley.
Oh,
Rio Grande Valley.
Wow, Rio Grande Valley. I've been down there.
Do you like it?
Yeah, that? I mean it was okay. I used to be a spokesmodel for Ford Motor Company, so okay. I used to travel across the country and do their shows and stuff like that, and I used to be in the Valley. I used to do that auto show down there. It was like a little small show, but it was pretty right. and warm. Anytime, anywhere is pretty and warm and there's water and alcohol, I'm good to go.
You're like, yes.
You know, I'm a Michigan girl. So if I could get me some sun somewhere so I can get my little suntan on so I can get
yes.
nice and crispy, I'm good to go, you know? So I've been there.
Valley for sure. I just feel that, you
Where's
know,
the Valley for the people
the
that aren't familiar
like
with the Texas?
McAllen Auto Show.
Give me a big city, please.
Uh-oh.
McAllen, Harlingen. It's okay. San Antonio is like about maybe
San Antonio. I know where that is.
Away from there.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. So it's pretty much
the tip
like
of Texas for sure.
Yikes. Okay.
Yeah.
But I will always love the Valley. I will always, you know, be proud where I come from. But I think sometimes you outgrow shells and it's time to, you know, build history somewhere else. And once you've outgrown that, go on to the next big thing. Because you know what? If you stay within the same spot, you may not always grow. What if you have a bigger purpose and you just don't know it?
Absolutely.
It's just always about being out of your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So websites. Do you have a website, JP?
No, I just have Instagram at JP Connects.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm working on it. Don't worry.
Okay.
To get it out there.
Okay.
It works.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Nice. What about like I know that you were saying that, you know, you have JP Connects that empowers women and you film different women and their stories, things like that?
I do. So most of the time I'll have people just, you know, sending videos to my DMs, but most of the videos I'm not able to put them out there because, you know, for some reason. But, you know, when I do interview people, sometimes I catch myself, you know, reflecting on my own self because, damn, we have it good.
Absolutely.
We really do.
Absolutely.
We're
and
blessed.
There's other people that are still struggling, struggles that I've been through, so I know what it's like. Eventually, I want JP Connects to, you know, I'm working on creating an internship for college students, because I know how it is to be a college student.
Absolutely. Is this a paid college, I mean, a paid internship? That's what we need to know.
Yay! Okay.
Because people let you work for free like a mug.
A scholarship once a semester, but, you know, that's later down the road because, you know, trying to build up connections and trying to see where we can go with this. But I think that, you know, it's not just about college students. I think it's about everybody. Like, everybody has their own struggles. Mm-hmm. Like, I've seen it. I've lived it. I know how it is. It's tough.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, I eventually came up with the idea of JP Connects. I have friends that would be like, hey, JP, like, how are you? And things like that. So it kind of just sticked with me, and I was always connecting with different people, even though if I didn't know them. So I eventually ended up putting JP Connects together, and I was like, okay, let's see where this goes. I had no idea what I was doing. Mm-hmm. I had no idea where this was going to go. Eventually, I started seeing that people were starting to engage, and they were listening. Mm-hmm. And you'd be surprised who's listening. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of silent supporters out there.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And they're always watching. So shout out to you guys.
Yeah, shout out to our support, her supporters.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. It's important. Nice. Very important.
I just think that, you know, although we can't always be positive, I think it's important to always keep a positive mindset, because it's what's going to get you out of your dark days. Mm-hmm. Trust me, I know what those look like, and they're not fun.
What are your, I guess, go-to methods of uplifting yourself? I know a young lady in the video said she writes a note, maybe listen to music. The baby was talking about, you know, building a relationship with a new teacher, making new friends, always being friendly. Things that, you know, that I do that I, you know, I guess, you know, I have positive people around me, you know, so that helps uplift me, even though I might be a little snappy in the morning.
Me too.
I might be a little snappy in the morning.
We need to be early. We need to be early birds. Yeah, big worms. Like Mr. Harvey.
I inherently distrust morning people.
So you're not a morning person either?
No.
I know.
I'm like, I gotta get myself together.
I have to like sit up. I have to sit up in a bed and I just kind of go like this.
Yeah. That's my go-to.
Right, or Dr. Pepper.
Okay. I easily go through at least 3/4 of a pot of coffee before I'm off the couch and in the shower and getting rolling.
That's me. I'm a baby. All day with hazelnut cream. Let's do it. Maybe a little Kahlua if I'm feeling a little risque.
How do you do that? How you a morning person like that?
I worked midnight for years, and it's hard. But, you know, I pop up. You know, I can hang out all night to about 4 o'clock in the morning. You know, 5:30, 6 o'clock, I'm up. And I cannot go back to sleep. Like, I could take a power nap. I love naps.
See, and that's me. Naps. Like, I average about 4 hours of sleep a night, but I am the master of the power nap.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like
my nap. Middle of the day power nap.
Yep.
Props to you guys, because I'm the opposite.
Oh.
So, I like to sleep in.
Okay.
But my thing is, if I don't get up early morning and talk to my inner self, my day's not going to be good.
What is talking to your inner self? So help me with that.
Describe that.
I've been reading a book called Get Over Your Damn Self.
Oh, okay.
This book pretty much tells you stop overthinking, stop thinking you're not good, stop thinking you're not worth it, stop thinking your goals are too big or your dreams are too big, because
write
they're
that
not.
Down. Good. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There is so much, you know, potential out there, is so much for you to do, and you can be part of that if you're not scared. Mm-hmm. I know what that is like, because trust me, I'm one that's like, although I love to socialize and be with friends, there are days where I just do not want to get out of my house. I don't want to talk to anybody. You know,
when's
my
your birthday?
Huh?
When's your birthday?
August 19th, so I'm a Leo.
Leo, the lion, the king of the jungle. Shout out to all my Leo friends. Okay.
But yeah, even when I'm waking up in the morning, sometimes I'll find myself, you know what, I don't want to go to work. I don't want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
But if you know, I challenge myself, because if I don't, nobody's going to put a check on me. Nobody's going to be like, hey, you're messing up. Hey, you're not doing this. hey, you're wasting your money. Mm-hmm. Like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. People
that's
want
what my
to
son's
see you
for.
Lose.
He does that.
They want to see you waste your money. They mm-hmm. want to see you not reach your goals. Mm-hmm. So what a better way to, you know, hey, you're a bad bee. You got this.
You got it. You look in the mirror and say this, or you mm-hmm. just...
I do, but sometimes
I've done that before.
I'll be, you know, in bed and just be like, okay, let's go. Let's roll this because there's only one day. You might not have tomorrow.
Okay.
I know it, going back
make
to what Harvey
today.
Was saying, you know, parents and stuff, we only have them once in a lifetime.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I happen to lose my father. It's okay. It's part of life. Mm-hmm. You know, you go through it, you feel it, you got to get over it mm-hmm. and move on. Mm-hmm. Obviously, never forget.
Absolutely.
Always try to keep building yourself because if you don't build yourself, people are going to tear you down. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. what's going to happen. Mm-hmm.
So if you have a friend, for instance, family member, friend, that's like super negative because you just like seem to be on this oozing the positive vibes and I'm taking 15 minutes for myself. Like I don't take, I mean, once I drop my kid off, but I guess why myself? Yeah. I'm just thinking like my day is hectic. I need to start doing that. Like Brayden, while you're getting dressed, Mommy's taking her 15 minutes. We're going to start this tomorrow. Oh, mm-hmm. no, tomorrow I got to be at work
teach
at 7.
Teach him to take 15 minutes
for himself. But we listen to Joel Osteen's, shout out to you, in the morning. And I was just thinking, like, another self-empowerment book. My cousin, Russell Clayton, he has a, Dr. Russell Clayton, excuse me, he has The Greater You. He okay. is in L.A. Shout out to you. Love you, cuz.
Hey.
But a lot of nice. The things that you're saying, you know, he has, you know, said in his book as well. But the 15 minutes and like, I'm just trying to visualize this. So you're sitting in bed, 15 minutes.
Yeah, sometimes I don't even have 15 minutes because I am one that will wake up and be like, okay, I have to be at work at 9. Can I afford to wake up at 8, be mm-hmm. ready by 8:30, and be out at 8:30?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes what I'll do, even when I'm on my way on my car and things like that, I'll be like, okay, Jen, what are you going to do for yourself today? Because, you know, you're out here alone.
Right. What's going to make you happy today?
What's going to make you happy?
Okay.
What's going to make you smile? Even when I have the shittiest day.
Okay.
I have to tell myself that because even if I'm in the, like, baddest move, I'll be like, all right, Jen, you got this. Mm-hmm. Even if it's that, it's right. going to stay in your mind that you said it in such a sloppy way in the morning that you're going to be like, okay, you got this.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
What's challenging you? And things like that. Because although I love to vent to people and love to tell them my problems, people want to hear them all.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. And this book, you know, Get Over Your Damn Self, has taught me how to really, you know, focus on my inner self and really just tune in. Because if I don't, honestly, I don't think I would be where I'm at right now.
I know what I was saying. I'm sorry. I said that again, but I need a clarification on that. Well, so if you have like a Debbie Downer that's a family member, friend, whatever, how do you kind of like excuse them,
yeah.
you know?
Well, I've had experiences on that, and it's not fun. It's probably one of the hardest things you have to do because I had a best friend.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't very supportive, although it was a best friend 12 years. You stay engaged because you think that, you know, having a best friend for so many years, you have to stay best friends or they know things about you.
Right. You have to stay best friends.
Yeah. You ain't going nowhere. You know too much.
It's like knowing too much and things like that. You just have to, you know what? They know what they know, but they don't know the new you.
Right,
so
right.
You
oh, the new
now,
you. Okay.
Right, huh? I like that. I like that.
Come on with the new you.
Right.
Right, right, right. Wow, wow. Yeah.
That's
wow.
real. That's real.
Well, sometimes you got to come home and you got to go in your little, you got to go in your little closet.
Right. Well, you and, feel it, you yeah. go through it, and then you move on. You
yeah, what do
closet.
What do you do to self-empower?
You know, sometimes I just got to come home and just, you know, be by myself in my own little room. I got my own little space, my office at home, and I just go in, shut the door, and I might cry for 10 minutes.
Oh, speaking of that, sorry, another book, Cry Like a Man by Mr. Jason Wilson. That is my son's martial arts, Christian martial arts instructor.
That's
shout
right.
out to you as well.
Shout out.
Cry Like a Man. So, yeah. yes, real men cry.
Yeah.
Do you cry, Dave?
Yeah.
Sometimes, Dave, you cry.
Not as far as anyone else ever knows. So like honestly, it freaked people out. So the nights I had a dog that just recently died, and I had him for like 15 years. And like Tucker was my boy, and it sucked hard.
Yeah.
So I drank an entire bottle of bourbon in about an hour and a half, and then invited people over to my house. And by the time they got there,
he was inebriated.
Oh, I drank a bottle of bourbon an hour and a half. and then people showed up and started drinking with me. So yeah, I was a train wreck that night.
Yeah.
And people were like, dude, I've never, ever, ever seen like you. Like, really? I'm like, just shut up. It's my dog. That was my boy.
That's right.
Dad's best friend.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Right. That's real.
Wow.
Yeah, goodness. You got to get it over with. You
know, prayer.
And I've been good since then. That's it. Like I needed that night to just
get it out.
Way over the deep end, and I've been good.
Right.
I mean, because it's devastating.
Did you say prayer? Something happened to Lady. Yeah, I mean, even though I think about giving her away every 2 days, that's my threat to
every day.
You know what? I'm getting rid of this dog. This is $500 walking around here.
Right.
I can't say that she's trained. We can go up to $1,200. Lady, you're done. So, prayer,
the power of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I pray a lot. But, you know, I pray, you know, I like to pray in the middle of the night when everybody sleeps. So, you know, I got this thought in my head that God hears me when everybody sleep.
That's when it's the loudest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, I pray a lot. You know, I pray about my family. You know, my dad is still by himself. He's 80 years old. That has to be hard.
Mm,
you know, being married 51 years and losing your spouse.
Yes.
So, you know, I try to keep him in mind all the time and talk to him as much as I can. And it's just hard. You know, it's kind of being in business and having so much stuff going on, you feel like you're carrying the family.
Mm.
But, you know, it's not...
Because people depend on you.
Yeah, people. It's a lot of people that depend on you. Yeah.
45 people is enough to
that's a lot.
But I mean,
what a work.
Right.
But still, I mean, I had a cousin that lost her mom, and you know, she didn't have enough money to bury her. Mm-hmm. So, you know, she called me. Was I going to turn my back on her? No.
Right.
So what I did is I wrote a check, you know, but I made her, I made her responsible.
Okay.
Because, you know, paying me back is too easy.
So it's more lenient than paying like the bank.
So I left my brother. Mm-hmm. I left my brother in charge. So my brother is like, I'm like Batman, you know, or I'm like Robin. My brother's like Batman. So I'm like the nice one. My brother's like, you know,
Good cop, bad cop.
Yeah,
right.
So if you gonna give it to her, I'm gonna get it back for you.
Right.
So you know, I've always been like that. You know, and that's what my mom always protect my heart. You know, because she always said I had a heart of gold. And, you know, I just don't see it any other way. You know, I can't turn and, you know, turn my back on nobody. You know, that's how I was raised. You know, it's just in my DNA.
Loving God. Yeah. When is your birthday?
I'm Aquarius.
Oh, what? You say like the, I can't believe that. A heart of gold. My daddy will throw you to the woods.
Oh, yeah.
Shit. February 1st, my father. Oh, my
come
goodness.
To the office during the day. Because, I mean, we, oh, yeah.
It might be a little wolf.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Aquarius. Woo.
Yeah,
do you like hamburgers? Oh, my gosh. Every Aquarius man I know, they love to eat hamburgers. I'm like.
I had to stop myself from going in. Five guys.
Sorry. Aquarius? Like,
they love hamburgers.
Every man
like, that's they,
loves
no,
hamburgers.
But they have like an obsessive.
Wow. You know, every Aquarius man that you've ever met, I bet he likes boobs.
We like a lot of stuff. Don't stop there.
I'm
just saying, like, every other day they eat like a hamburger. I'm like, okay, you know, there's other things that they make, right? Like besides hamburgers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the wine over.
That's crazy. Okay. Wow. Okay.
Where are we at with time?
Yeah. So
I don't know what time. I'm just looking at.
Yeah.
Them. Okay.
Well, yeah, I'm hard. You know, you come to the office doing the,
right.
During the day.
Okay, and you're all about business.
It's all about business.
Gotcha.
I'm like my coach. You know what I mean? You come at 9 o'clock, you know, it's time to work.
Yeah.
And I,
you, right, and you. And,
okay.
And yeah, and I mean, you, Like, you'll catch me driving. I was driving a dump truck today. You know, I was tired and out with the guys.
This is the owner of the company driving a dump truck.
A dump truck.
He works too.
Okay. Yeah. Period. You
How about that?
Because people don't like to come to work.
Nowadays, nobody likes to work.
Nobody likes to work.
But they don't like money. They don't like to get paid.
I mean, they like to get paid, but they don't like to work.
Yeah. I sell life insurance and I have to go to homes and I work 7 days a week.
I've had this conversation so many times.
I go to work.
Like, everyone wants to be successful. No one wants to put in the work.
Okay. Right.
A very select few want to put in the work.
Mm-hmm. But you know what? That just means there's more room for us to grow.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, mediocrity is no room with me. You know, I'm not a mediocre person.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like where I come from. You know, I come from the east side of Detroit.
Okay.
You know, when I was growing up, you know, when you got 17, you know, you were happy. Because a lot of guys wasn't making it to 17. Mm-hmm. You got to 18, you were elated. Like, I'm here. I made
it. Right.
You know,
right.
And then for me to go to Michigan State and play football and represent my city and my neighborhood that I come from, that was, man.
Yeah, that was big right there.
It was huge.
Yeah. What high school did you go to?
I went to Denby.
Okay, yeah, Denby. Shout out to Denby.
Shout out to Denby.
Okay. You know,
shout out to the East Side.
East Side.
There's a viewer that just joined in on our video. What's your name, honey?
Shane.
What up, Shane?
Hi, Shane.
Welcome to Closet Conversations. What up?
Shane said he had a few questions.
Go ahead, Shane.
No, I'm falling
for
her.
For who?
You.
Oh, for me?
Oh, my. Okay.
What's the question? Is this something that you can do? Is it related to the topic? Is it related to the topic? We're doing a live show right now.
Or do we just need to get him a glass of water?
Right.
Okay.
Right. I couldn't really hear y'all talking like that because y'all's all talking at once, so I can really hear y'all topic.
Oh, okay. Well, let's hang up and let's try. Or try from our Facebook Live page, Closet Conversations. Sorry, Shane.
Bye, Shane.
Peace,
Shane.
JP, I have a question, JP.
Let's go.
So where do you see yourself in like 5 years?
I see myself definitely being a director of 3 childcare centers with JP becoming, you know, an official brand. And I see myself maybe becoming a mother.
Oh. Oh, wow. How old are you?
I'm 24.
Oh, baby.
You're a baby.
Oh, baby, JP.
24.
Oh, to be 24 again.
You said years
the
down
things
the road.
We did at 24.
This is why you still my friend.
I don't even
want
to think about 24.
Yeah.
Toast.
Funny.
But yeah. I mean, we just, you know, just stay on your grind. You know, don't let nobody pull you down. You know, I know it's going to be days where it's just gloomy. You know, you just could pull yourself together. You got to put the pieces together and just keep moving.
Hey, I think that's the best time because I know that when I go through dark days, I'm just going to flourish even better. So I'll take the dark days and then I'll move on and hopefully never relive them again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And learning from it. And then, you know, I will say this in closing, you know, hire smart people.
Huh.
Oh, yeah.
Hire people that you can't afford because they're going to do it right the first time.
That you can or can't?
You can't afford.
You can't afford.
You can't afford them. But you know what? They're going to do it right the first time.
Okay.
And you're not going to have to worry about
it. Oh, you mean
about,
so you can't afford them, but really you can't?
You can't.
Budget-wise.
Right. Budget-wise, you can't. But you know what? I've learned over the years, growth is, you know, growth with smart people and people that's on board and they want to do certain things. They want to be on board. They're team players. So, you know, T. Harvey Construction is a team. Chubby Bear is a team. Everybody is just a team. So.
My cousin. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. You just got to have that team concept. You know, nobody that wants to be on the team, you know, I'm sorry, but you got to go. You know, it's not being harsh. It's not being mean, but, you know, I have my own little bubble, and I live in my bubble.
Mm-hmm.
And I invite who I want to invite in my bubble, and those that don't want to be in my bubble and cause problems, they're outside the bubble.
Yeah, but thank you for that advice. I'm really going to take it because that's really good advice.
Yeah.
And I think it's important, you know, to invite people into your bubble because people just want to pop it. And create toxic environments for you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, thank you for that.
Yeah. I mean, people that said, you know.
I think we make bigger bubbles. Like, you blow, I blow, and then you know how the bubble gum, they just join.
Yeah, joins together.
The bigger bubble. You ever seen that movie with the man in the bubble that he lived in the bubble, that little balloon guy?
Mm-mm.
Remember that? I don't know. I forgot the name of the movie. Somebody tell me what it is.
I know what he's talking about.
It was like a boy. He lived inside of a bubble.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, he had to have his own oxygen. And then, you know, it's like one day he found out that he could survive outside the bubble.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's how I feel. Because it's a toxic world, especially being a minority contractor.
Absolutely.
I have not had the best experience in life. And I'll tell anybody, you know, being a minority, it has its ups and it has its downs, but mostly it has its downs. You know, I've seen very little ups. I mean, the company growth has to do with prayer, has to do with God, the belief in, you know, there's a God, he's going to take care of me. And then there's a belief in me and I have a heart and I'm going to take care of everybody else around me.
Mm-hmm.
So and saying that is, you know, you just got to keep grinding. You got to keep grinding.
Mm.
You know, never give up. Trust the process.
Definitely trust the process.
Trust the process. The process is hard.
Yes, it is.
You know, the process can be hell sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you got to go through hell to get to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
People don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
They just think it's heaven.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I mean?
I done did good all these years.
Right.
Going straight to heaven.
Right.
It don't work like that.
It don't work like that. You still have a dark side inside of you. I mean, you still have to be a certain type of way to protect your family.
Mm-hmm.
So T. Harvey is a family.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes, you know, I don't like to be this bad guy, but I have my family around me. So, you know, it's like, I'm the big brother, you know, I'm the dad, I'm the uncle, I'm the coach.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
And I treat it like a team. I'm the head coach. You know, I got a defensive coordinator,
right.
I have an offensive coordinator.
Right.
And then we have coaches outside of that you know, that goes to certain routes with the guys.
Gotcha.
But, you know, just trust the process.
And to end it with that, Harvey, I mean, I just think that don't be your own enemy. There's already a lot of those.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to be your own, so...
I find myself doing that sometimes, like, damn, Jessely.
Definitely shout out to yourself. Yes. And you know what? Just be you all the time.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say for now.
Wow.
And if people don't like you, they don't have to. As long as you like yourself, that's all that matters.
That's right.
Because if you like yourself and you pay your own bills and nobody else pays it for you,
that part,
who cares what everybody else thinks? You're surviving.
Okay. Bam. Absolutely. Wow.
Well, please shout out your social media.
www.tharveyconstruction.com.
Okay. That's your website?
That's my website.
Nice. Yeah.
What
nice.
About your, his Instagram is, what is it?
Thar51.
Okay.
That's Tharv 51.
Okay.
And T. Harvey Construction is his business.
Yep. T. Harvey Construction is my business on Instagram. So hit me up. You got any questions? You know, if I have time, I'll reach out and give you some advice. But, you know, for the most part, I'm always open to people.
Absolutely.
You know, don't
call for quotes. Call for quotes.
Yes, call for quotes.
Don't put nothing negative on my page because I will block you.
I will block you.
That's the query.
Yeah.
Chrissy been over here waiting like, this is too good to be true.
Right.
Wait a minute.
What's wrong with him?
You guys, all my Spartan dogs that I play football with, I'm the nicest guy, but don't cross me.
JP Connects.
And yeah, check us out on Instagram at JP Connects, you know, where we get real and raw with you.
Ooh, real and raw.
You got a boyfriend?
I do.
Ooh.
That real and raw threw us off.
Right, okay, like, right.
She said that she did, but the real and raw. But she got a man. but follow JP Connect. And
right.
Yes. Yeah, so hopefully you were encouraged tonight. Obviously we love the entrepreneurs.
Yes.
And to really focus on your inner self. Mm-hmm. You are your best friend. Mm-hmm. And hopefully you're surrounding yourself with good people and uplifting yourself. Mm-hmm. I guess you're the leader of your own self. Empowerment? Would that be a true statement? Okay.
You're your biggest fan.
There you go.
You have to
number
be.
One.
At the end of the day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Wow.
And don't go for alcohol to make you feel better. Do your 15 minutes in the morning, in the evening, pray, all that good stuff.
As I point don't be like us.
Well, we love you. Tune in.
And I would like to say, can I say one thing?
Yes.
Yes.
So, you know, closet
conversations
has just picked up a new sponsor. T. Harvey Construction.
I like
where this is going, and you know, and I think that you know it's a very positive, you know, podcast.
Thank you.
And I appreciate the invite for all my people. Like I said, if you need anything, reach out to me. Just make sure that, you know, it's positive. Don't say nothing negative. You know, I come give you free quotes, but I ain't going to give you free work.
Free quotes, but not free work.
Shout out to TR Reconstruction. We will be promoting.
Yeah.
Yes. Chubby Bear all that.
Yes. Yes. Let me meet Chubby one more time.
Chubby Bear.
Chubby loves you.
Chubby loves you.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate it. I am Berkeley. You can find me at Berkeley's Closet. Read the shirt. You already know. _closet.
I am Chrissy Mack on Facebook. Chrissy, K-R-I-S-S-Y, Mack. And or on Instagram at Chrissy, KRISSY_Mac 1111. And I am the insurance plug. We can get an insurance policy on your a baby as young as 15 days old up to 80-year-old seniors. I do life insurance. I do whole life. I do term, tomato, tomato, whichever you want. I can provide that for you. I love protecting families. That is one of the most important things that I do.
And no GoFundMe.
No GoFundMe. Team, no GoFundMe.
Please.
No, don't be selling chicken dinners and fish dinners and stuff like that to try to bury your loved
ones. I didn't even eat
just
fish.
Just give me a call. My name is Chrissy, and my number is 248-703-2429. Hit me up. Inbox me. Email me. Crystal McGlunn. KRYSTALMCGLOWN@gmail.com. Do whatever it takes to get in contact with me. And don't wait until you get sick, because I can't give you no insurance then.
Okay.
So get it together.
That part.
While you well.
Okay.
Get covered.
All right.
Call me.
Hey.
But thanks for our show. Thank you. And we are Closet Conversations.
Love you. Good night.
Love you. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Cool
beans. All right. I got a restroom. I'll be right back.
Right.
Night out, you deserve a night out on the town. Night out, you can spend the night at my house. Night out, always turning heads with the crew.